You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Greg from Lowell.
Hi, Greg.
Lowell.
Hi, Kennedy.
Lowell.
Lowell.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Greg?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg's Las Vegas restaurant, Fleca Cantina, is that how it's pronounced?
Maybe. Fleca, I don't know.
Fleca. It experienced a decent-sized fire on its patio Wednesday night due to a defective fire pit. Mark doesn't just do Mexican restaurants. What is the name of the burger chain that he runs with his family?
Wahlburgers.
Elwood Edwards passed away on Tuesday, just one day shy of his 75th birthday. He was the voice of AOL's You've Got Mail. What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
That old conversation yesterday with my son about AOL and how you had to get the CDs in order to get online. Yeah,
they tell people, get off the phone, I'm trying to use the internet.
Chat rooms of it all.
You should just play the sound of a dial-up modem for him and be like, what is this? And record it.
This singer turns 46 this weekend. Take a listen to his greatest hit and then name him.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the artist.
Don't act like you don't know, Greg. You had this CD.
I don't.
All right.
I don't know. Sorry.
Question number four. Jeopardy did Travis Kelce dirty with a $200 clue that said, are you smarter than a celebrity? Is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ. How must contestants phrase their answers on Jeopardy?
As a question.
Question number five. The lineup of performers was just announced for the 2024 CMA Awards. Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, Shaboozy, Chris Stapleton, and more are scheduled to take the stage. What is the name of Post's country album that he dropped over the summer?
I don't remember.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Greg, I understand you manage five restaurants?
Yes.
What restaurants?
It's a small family-owned chain.
Oh, very cool. You don't want to say? You don't want to give them a plug on the radio?
No, I'd rather.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I get it. Kennedy, Greg got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, my goodness. Well done, sir.
Is that right, Dan? Right?
Yeah. No, 3 out of 5.
3?
Yeah.
Which one did he
didn't get 3 or 5.
Oh, 3 and 5. Okay.
Still very well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
You bet.
Mark Wahlberg's Las Vegas restaurant, Fleca Cantina. I don't know how to say it. Fleca. Fleja.
Fleja. Means arrow.
It means arrow?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that?
Because I saw the story this morning.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I thought you were a genius. You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I'm not a good liar.
What doesn't she know?
Apparently, a fire started in the fire pit on the patio Wednesday night. Mark doesn't just do Mexican restaurants. What is the name of the burger chain he runs with his family?
Wahlburgers.
Greg, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Tied at 1. Question number 2. Elwood Edwards passed away on Tuesday, just one day shy of his 75th birthday. He was the voice of AOL's You've Got Mail. What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. This singer turns 46 this weekend. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then name him.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. That's Cisco.
It is Cisco. Not to be confused with the beer. 3-2. Question number 4. Jeopardy did Travis Kelce dirty with a $200 clue that basically said he's more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ. How must contestants phrase their answers on Jeopardy?
In the form of a question.
That is correct, such as who is or what is. 4-3. Question number 5. The lineup of performers was just announced for the 2024 CMA Awards, including Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, Shaboozey, Chris Stapleton, and more.
I love that and more.
Oh, that's the name of our band.
They
and
rock
more.
Out.
Yep. What is the name of Post country album that he dropped over the summer?
F1 Trillion?
It is called F1 Trillion. That is.
It's like a truck, but a really big truck.
I guess.
F-150's big and F1 Trillion. Imagine all the whiskey and dogs you can fit in that truck in a country song.
Yes, sir.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Craig, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving empty-handed. You won yourself a pair of tickets to Shawn Mendes for Friends and Family Only, a live concert film only in theaters for one night, November 14th. To find a participating theater, visit family and friendsandfamilyfilm.com. But you've got those tickets for free, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Big
Greg.
Shawn Mendes guy, that Greg.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine he's going to find somebody in his life that wants to see that. Greg, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Greg from Lowell, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Ryan from Mansfield. Excuse me.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you.
Ryan, will you kick Kennedy out?
All right.
Okay. Good luck.
Kennedy, good luck.
Good luck. Deuces. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, Ryan. And Kennedy is now over in that studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Gordon Ramsay turns 58 today. He has tons of restaurants and TV shows. Can you name his flagship TV show in America that is currently taking place at Foxwoods?
Gordon Ramsay show. Hell's Kitchen?
Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. The music video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube. What location is that music video set in?
Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. What city, you said?
No, what location?
Oh. The gym.
Question number 3. Eve turns 46 today. She starred in the Barbershop movies and also had a successful rap career, including this song, Gwen Stefani. Take a listen and then name the song.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Oh, God, this is terrible. Because we're jamming too. Take my time.
Question number 4. Rashida Jones posted a tribute yesterday to her dad, Quincy. Rashida played Ann Perkins on which hit NBC series for 7 seasons?
You should have got someone else, man. I'm sorry.
You're doing all right.
Don't panic, Ryan. We're going to get through this.
I'll tell you what. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Different in the heat of the moment.
And the lights come on, man.
Question number 5.
The lights are too bright right now.
137 years ago today, in 1887, Wyatt Earp's friend Doc Holliday died of tuberculosis at a sanitarium in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Doc was 36. Who played Doc Holliday in one of the greatest westerns of all time, Tombstone? Which actor?
I'm going John Wayne, and I'll say it right now. Listen.
Kennedy!
That's all right. That's
I'm
all right.
Kennedy,
no, so. I get it. I get it. I was at an event last night at our church. We had a photography thing going on, and there's a guy visiting in town, Kennedy, and he said, I was listening yesterday, and that guy got none of them right, and I got all 5 right in the car.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, everybody says that.
Yeah, everyone's good in the car.
Right.
We're talking about practice, not the game.
Ryan got 2 out of 5. I gave him that second one.
Oh, but then it's wrong.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
You're giving out wrong answers?
I'll take the charity point. I'll take the charity point.
It's wrong.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep. My name's Brian from Mansfield.
Hold on. Just wait a second.
Cart before the horse there.
Gordon Ramsay turns 58 today. He's got tons of restaurants and TV shows. Can you name his flagship TV show in America that is currently taking place at Foxwoods?
Hell's Kitchen.
1-1. Britney Spears' Baby One More Time music video has surpassed 1 billion views. What location is that music video set in?
A high school.
It is a high school. Part of it is in the gym, which is why I gave him credit for that.
He didn't say a high school gym. It could be a workout gym.
2-2. Question number three. Eve turns 46 today. She starred in the Barbershop movies and also had a successful rap career, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Including this song with Gwen Stefani. Ooh. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Don't. Let me blow your mind.
3-2. Question number four. Rashida Jones posted a tribute yesterday to her dad, Quincy. Rashida played Ann Perkins on which NBC series for 7 seasons?
Parks and Rec.
4-2. Question number five. 137 years ago today in 1887, Wyatt Earp's friend Doc Holliday died of tuberculosis at a sanitarium in Glenwood Springs. Doc was just 36. Who played Doc Holliday in one of the greatest westerns of all time, Tombstone? Which actor?
Val Kilmer. He'll be your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry. Yeah.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
The fact that he didn't win an Oscar for that is criminal.
Absolutely.
The fact that Ryan didn't get all 5 right is also criminal. Ryan, we loved having you on the show this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Ryan, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Ethan from Worcester.
Hello.
Hi, Kennedy.
How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. You got some pipes there.
Well, thank you.
He's in the car with his wife, Tamara, and his daughter,
that's
Rowan.
Correct.
We could Kennedy out, yes. Please.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So it's 5 trivia questions, Ethan. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. How old is Rowan?
Rowan is 7.
Nice. All right. Here we go. You ready?
Don't ask my wife's age.
What's your wife's age?
I can't tell you.
Older than 7.
I would hope.
Well, yes. I would hope so. Yeah, that would be bad. All right. Yes, I'm ready.
Nick Lachey turns 51 this weekend. He was the face of which popular boy band?
Nick Lachey. Which band? Shoot. Boys to Men.
Question number 3.
Damn, Boys to Men would be hysterical.
After years of trying to bring Gambit to the big screen, Channing Tatum finally made his debut this summer in a cameo, and Marvel is apparently obsessed with the character. He may finally get his feature film after a decade. Which movie did Channing portray Gambit in this summer?
Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Question number 3. Dolly Parton was devastated when she had to decline a coveted invite to tea with the royal family this year. She was hoping to make it up to the royals by inviting them to Dollywood. Dollywood is located in her home state. Where is she from?
Tennessee.
A new Star Wars trilogy is in the works, focusing on a new story and new characters. There's no word when it will take place or if any pre-existing characters will appear. What color was Darth Vader's lightsaber in the original trilogy?
Red.
He says without skipping a beat.
No, he seems like a Star Wars guy.
Question number 5. Harry Styles fans are holding a lookalike contest in London this weekend, hoping the Grammy-winning singer will make an appearance. Harry Styles has had 2 songs reach number 1 in America. Name them both.
Oh, both. Shoot.
I guess after
one about fruit.
and the one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back
about how good looking he is.
Kennedy! After Timothée Chalamet shows up at your contest, I guess now everybody wants to have a look-alike contest, hoping the celebrity shows up. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Ethan gave some of the greatest answers, I think, in the history of Kennedy, and got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
Nick Lachey turns 51 this weekend. He was the face of which popular boy band?
98 Degrees.
Not Boys to Men.
She wasn't Boys to Men.
Hey, you took a shot.
I thought I had it.
Missed it by that much.
After years of trying to bring Gambit to the big screen, Channing Tatum finally made his debut this summer in a cameo, and Marvel is apparently obsessed with the character. He may get a feature film after a decade. Which movie did Channing portray Gambit in this summer?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
2-1. I gave him that one, even though he said versus.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. 2-1. Question number 3.
Thanks. Yeah.
Dolly Parton was devastated when she had to decline a coveted invite to tea with the royal family. She's hoping to make it up to the royals by inviting them to Dollywood.
Just
as fancy.
Please let it happen. Please let it happen.
I would love to see the Queen.
Please let it happen.
In Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
I want to see King Charles
there. When I say the Queen, I mean the Queen of Country, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, located in Dolly's home state. She's from where?
Tennessee.
Which I just gave you the answer. That's my bad.
Dan gave her the answer.
Guys, I've been there. It's in Gatlinburg, right near Pigeon Forge. I could give you probably the road.
It's even more rigged.
No, I promise.
I agree with you, Ethan. Dan is trying to cheat. I'm scrubbing that answer. It is 2-2. Question number 4. A new Star Wars trilogy is in the works, focusing on a new story and new characters, Kennedy. There's no word on when it takes place or if any pre-existing characters will appear. What color was Darth Vader's lightsaber in the original trilogy?
Red.
Ugh. Did I give her that one, Ethan?
I'm scrubbing that one, too. I felt like she cheated. Question number 5, Harry Styles.
Same color as her hair. It's really not fair.
Are holding a lookalike contest in London this weekend, hoping the Grammy-winning singer will make an appearance. Harry Styles has had 2 songs reach number 1 in America, and he named them both. In America, excuse me.
Watermelon Sugar and... As it was.
Gut punch.
You are a gem.
Thank you.
Ethan, what do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
I'm a teacher.
Oh, your class must be fun.
Take your class.
And a veteran.
And a veteran. Oh, hey, thank you for your service, buddy. What'd you serve in?
Thank you. I was in the Army.
Hey, hoorah. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go. Well, that's awesome. All right. So you don't get the cash, Ethan, but we do have 4 tickets for you to go see Pentatonix November 19th at DSU Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. So you all enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you. It's a great consolation prize. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you.
Happy Veterans Day, Carson.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Ethan?
I'm from Worcester. My name is Ethan, and I can't beat Kennedy today.
Today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.